pretty neat place.
Sounds like Japan in general.
Yeah.
Let's see. What about, let me ask you maybe about winter clothes, what you might put on when it's really cold outside.
Jackets, long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, sweaters.
Did it ever get cold where you were in Italy?
Yeah, it was about like what it is here. Mm-hmm. I would compare it to probably Macon's weather, a little bit further south. It snowed once in 2 years, and you know the Italians were pretty amazed with the snow. They don't see snow real often.
It's like here.
So yeah.
All right. Well, let me think for a second. So did y'all get out
in
the Italian countryside?
We saw basically all of central Italy twice. Mm-hmm. Michelle made it to Rome 3 or 4 times, to Venice 2 or 3 times, Florence 3 or 4 times. They did. My parents came out and we drove around basically central Italy. We started in Rome, went to Florence, and then some of the hill towns in Tuscany. Went up to Venice, spent a couple days there. Went up to Lake Como up in the northern part of Italy, and then came back down. So, yeah. And now we're back here.
And does your wife like it here?
Yeah, I think she's starting to not get used to it. It's, you know, it's hard when you move and you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends here that I grew up with, and she's starting to get to know them and getting to know their spouses or girlfriends or whatever the case may be. So she's starting to find folks to hang around with.
Well, she was born in Charlottesville. Does she consider herself to be Southern? Or?
She doesn't really consider herself to be much of anything, Northern, Southern,
whatever.
Yeah, I'd say I'd consider myself to be a Southerner.
What about the things you like to eat? You have fun that has an effect on that?
No, not really, because my parents moved down here from mm-hmm. the north. We don't, they never fixed fried okra or, the stuff that you would normally consider Southern.
Some other traditional Southern dishes?
Black-eyed peas at New Year's. Trying to think. See, we'd... collard greens, and we never ate any of those. We always ate pretty standard food.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I think so. let's see. What about... where can we go with you now? Let me just talk briefly about city of Atlanta, as far as the way things have maybe changed in the past 10 years.
It's been pretty substantial.
When you came back, were you shocked?
Pretty amazed, because I really hadn't spent a whole lot of time here in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. When I went off to college, it was basically an 11-month deal where you went away and you didn't come back for 11 months. You spent the summer here, a couple weeks at Christmas, but that's about it. And then going to Italy and out to California, it's just impractical. Mm-hmm. Costs way too much to be flying back and forth.
Sure.
So coming back, it was pretty amazing just to see how everything has exploded. All the new shopping centers, all the new developments. Now it's just up 141, Peachtree Industrial. Over towards St. Ives and Country Club of the South in that area. And I had a couple friends that lived up there growing up, and there was nothing. I mean, it was out in the boondocks. Went up there, and there's all sorts of industry up that way now. It's just amazing. The industrial growth and the commercialization, it's pretty amazing.
Do you make it into the city much?
Every day for work.
Oh,
every day work. But